Katrina Pearson, thanks for making some time for us.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Donald Trump, of course, powered through the primaries, but he's had a rough couple of weeks. His response to Orlando and incendiary comments before that made several Republican senators turn on him. Yesterday, Trump basically told them to clam up or, quote, let me just do it by myself. Is that where this is headed, just doing it by himself?
Well, I think Mr. Trump has always felt that he has been doing it by himself. He has stated several times he would like to have everyone's support, but understands that that may not be the case. And when we look at where Mr. Trump started a year ago today, they were all against him, the entire establishment, the entire party for that matter. And he went it alone, and he had the people, and he won.
Today, a federal judge threw out a lawsuit from this state's attorney general to keep Syrian refugees out of Texas. Isn't that a sign that Trump's plan to stop Muslim immigration won't stand up in the courts?
No, not at all. I don't think that at all. I didn't see the premise of that particular case. We do have a serious problem here, considering that the intelligence agency has already said we don't have a way to track these individuals. We don't have a way to vet these individuals. And in many cases, some who've already been brought here have disappeared into society. Once we have the national debate on the strengths and weaknesses and the dangers involved, I do think that more and more people will understand.
But federal judges have said no. That has to send a message that this idea of banning Muslim immigration, whether it's for a short time or a long time, is just not going to stand up judicially.
Well, I think that's why you have the discussion in Congress. This is something that the People's House is going to have to decide, really. I mean, national security is the responsibility of the federal government, and the state governments are doing what they can do, which is to voice their opposition and to fight it as they can, until we do get the federal government to do what they're supposed to be doing.
Let's turn to another place where immigration is obviously a huge issue, Europe. Next week, Britain votes on whether to leave the European Union. It's known as Brexit. Trump has said Britain should leave. What's his plan for dealing with the economic fallout if that happens?
This is another example of what horrible trade deals look like. I mean, Europe is struggling now because sub-Sahara Africa has decided that they wanted to start creating things in their own countries and bringing jobs back to their own countries. It's just creating an instability for Europe.
So Africa's the reason the EU might break up?
No, I'm saying it's a huge contributor. If we look at some of the trade that's happening, they're completely imbalanced over there. But all that is contributing to the bigger problem, which is exactly what we have here. We don't make anything anymore. Our wages are stagnant. We're not creating jobs like we should. And we're hemorrhaging money.
But if Brexit happens, there will be serious economic fallout. What would Mr. Trump do about that?
Well, when it happens, I think would determine if it happens on his watch or before. The question really is, what is Hillary Clinton's plan, considering how...
No, the question is, what is Donald Trump's
plan?
It's
both. It's both. Because what is Hillary Clinton's plan, considering how she wants to continue these exact same policies?
The protesters who are coming into downtown Dallas today have been told repeatedly to stay peaceful. Is the candidate doing anything to make sure his supporters don't get violent?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Trump has denounced many times the violence at the rallies. But this really isn't a Trump supporter issue. Trump supporters aren't flying Mexican flags and throwing rocks at police and sneaking up on people and busting them in their faces and heads and making them bleed and sending people to the hospital. This is the United States of America still. We still have the right to support a political candidate without fear of being attacked by others.
Katrina Pearson, thanks for taking the time.
Great to be here. Thank you.